Before we do anything else, we've got a couple of folks in the studio. Heather Loftus joins us along with Judge Kevin Liddy, Baxter County Judge, and they're going to discuss some things. Well, I guess what's most on everybody's mind is weather.
Is it?
Yeah.
I'm like still in disbelief.
I know. I am
too.
I'm like, is it really going to happen? Right.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Judge, what do you say?
I don't think we're going to get much. I watched it. So, you know, that's a very important part of my life now doing this job is you better pay attention to the weather. So, and I've watched it a few times this weekend and this morning. So I think we're safe this go around.
I was speaking with Allison Dewey, of course, superintendent of Mountain Home Public Schools over the weekend. I was like, I'm not ready to have this conversation yet. I haven't turned that turn. I was just wearing shorts and a t-shirt last week. So like, I'm not ready for this.
Yeah. Two things would be any county judge's nightmare would be taking care of county roads and snow removal.
But you've got plenty of stuff on hand if when winter weather does strike. It's not a matter of if, it's just a matter of when.
We are stockpiled right now and we're ready for any kind of weather that comes at us this winter, but we're ready for it.
Joining us early on a Monday morning, not your usual Wednesday. You're about to. We got Quorum Court tonight,
so we moved
and then
up.
You're going to be out of town for a couple of days.
Yes, we moved Quorum Court up till Monday this month. Pretty short agenda. I was chose recently to be on the executive board for the County Judges Association, and our first meeting is Tuesday and Wednesday this week, and I didn't want to miss that, so we got the permission of all the Quorum Court members to move it up one day. So we'll finish up the year tonight with county business.
Lot agenda, everything's pretty well, you know, put a bow on it and wrap it up for the year.
A lot agenda, yes, just normal business. We have one item on the agenda, which is the millage that we passed last month. I misrepresented that. We had one increase in that millage, so I misrepresented it when we passed it as no increases. We got to bring that back before the court and straighten that out, but that's really no big deal. It was an increase out at Grover for a fire truck they're purchasing.
You know, I always love to ask you this time of year, what's on tap for the coming year? What do we got on plan?
Well, big plans are today. We're going to start today. We have three architects coming to meet with us today to give us a presentation on this annex building we're wanting to build, which will house the assessor, collector, and hopefully a voting center if all comes in under budget. And look forward to meeting with them and to get this project started the next year. But it'll be I look forward to that, and it's going to be exciting times.
Is this happening? You feel confident?
Or it's happening.
It's happening.
It's happening, yes.
Okay. All right.
So it's happening. And we've got the money to build it and for it to be paid for when it's done. And our assessor and our collector is looking forward to this project, and they're going to be very involved in it. Well, the court clerk, too, because it's going to have a voting center. But this will be something that's, you know, something like this hasn't been done in the county in many, many years for mm-hmm. the county offices. And, you know, they work out of an old building that we spent a lot of money on upkeeping it the last 3 years since I've been county judge. And let's go over and build something new, build something we're proud of, and build something the taxpayers are proud of.
And build something that has more parking spaces in front of it.
It will be much more public friendly, and I've said that since day one. It'll have parking there, and then you know, we own 2.5 blocks over there that we can use for different things. And
of course, you're talking about the old church location.
Yeah, so the old church, and then the block directly north of that, which houses our public defender's office and the election commission building. You know, that may be torn down after we build this voting center, mm-hmm. and that will allow parking. Not only for us, but the city's growth for the farmers market mm-hmm. on the block that's just to the east of what we own over there. So we're going to create some more parking if needed over there. And I know the city's they've reached out and tried to get a grant to cover that farmers market area. And if all goes well in the next, you know, couple of years, that'll be a nice little area over there.
And you anticipate being able to save the county some money by consolidating all of these things and having that dedicated voting center where you're not hauling everything to the Methodist Church every year. And
well, voters, you know, voter security has been a hot topic the last, you know, mm-hmm. 5-6 years. And we take our machines down to the Methodist Church and we keep them there during voting, and it's in their building. It's not our building. And I think to create our own voting center, which a lot of counties have, we don't ever have to move machines. They're right there. We can set them up. We can leave them there. Folks can come. We have the key to it. You know, it'll be a lot better for voter security.
And make Canda and Lindsay a little happy, don't you think?
It will. They'll be happy. Yeah. So they were kind of surprised when I started talking about this, but, we got a ways to go as far as we've looked at a couple around the state, and we haven't looked at one that we really like yet. So hopefully once we pick an architect to design this, we can come up with a plan that we really like.
Your big road projects for next year?
Big road projects next year is, you know, we built a water plant road this year, and we got to hard surface it next year. The road guys have been putting together a pretty good list of roads we need to redo next year. We've ground up several old chip and seal roads this fall, and I can't name them all because there's several of them. We'll redo them next year, and we added to our budget at Road and Bridge next year because that money goes very quickly when you start building roads. But we added to it a little over $300,000, and most of that money is in road maintenance and road building budget.
Right. Thank you for your time. You bet. Good luck with your meeting tonight and then your meetings tomorrow.
Thank you. Look forward to it.
Thank you both. Good interview, as usual.